If you, like me, are just now shopping for the holidays, well, may the force be with us. A lot of stuff is unavailable, or it might arrive well into January. So, yes, this is our holiday supply chain update. And for that, we have Jill Schlesinger, business analyst at CBS News, and the host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So, some economists think the bottlenecks may have peaked around the world. But I'm guessing the hot items made far away overseas may be the hardest to find this holiday season. Where are you seeing bottlenecks, and where are you seeing the supply pretty good?
Well, let's not say pretty good. Let's just say we're easing. And if you think about it, think
Not
about
too bad. How's that?
Right, exactly. Not so bad. In Asia, we are starting to see some easing. And I think that that's interesting because if you think about kind of the pandemic in general and the rate of closures and where pain was felt first, it was Asia. And so now things are starting to ease some. But look, I mean, we still have problems here in the United States. We still have some problems in the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. Again, improving, but that doesn't really make anyone feel great because they are still under the gun. We've got labor shortages, meaning we need a lot of truck drivers and we don't have them. And so I think what we can say is it looks like things are peaking or have peaked, but it's still elevated, and that means it's going to be hard to find a lot of stuff this holiday season.
Yeah. And we've been talking and talking about inflation, highest rate in 3 decades now. And a lot of us are shopping. Retail sales are up, expected to be a healthy spending holiday. So is it likely that we're going to see more inflation in the price of goods or shipping this holiday season?
Well, we're already seeing inflation. I think it's going to probably remain pretty high. And of course, this is a sort of Econ 101, right? We know that we had constrained supply, but demand continues to be really strong. It's pushing up prices. We've seen inflation at the highest rates in almost 3 decades. And, you know, look, do I think that that's going to remain at these nosebleed levels forever? No. But I think for the holidays, you have to expect you're going to pay more for many of the things that you want, and it's certainly going to cost you more to feed your family and your friends and to get wherever you want to go. So those are areas where we're not seeing any sort of easing of price pressure.
Now, the consultants at the NPD Group think each shopper on average is going to spend 785 buckaroos this holiday. Any strategies for us to control our cash flow and our credit card debt?
You know, isn't it crazy when you think about this? If you go back a year or 2 years, you know, and you think about what you were doing and how your life has changed, it's amazing to consider that we are still willing to put ourselves in debt for a thing, a object. So here's my number one recommendation, which is please try not to do this. You know, we don't know what's happening next in the economy. I don't know where prices are going to land. And certainly, just because you can spend money doesn't necessarily mean you should spend money. I'd like a little restraint. Of course, I'm going to tell you to make a list and check it twice, i.e., make a budget. But you're probably not going to do that because you're a human being. So try to put some generalized limits and don't go nuts this holiday season. We've got a long year ahead. And frankly, I think the odds are better that the economy is not going to be as good next year as it was in the last 6 months of this year.
All right. Long year ahead. That's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and the host of Jill on Money. Jill, thanks as always. Have a great holiday.
You too.